The marmots of the barren islands may be no more. Hunters and trappers hired by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service were on Sud Island in the Barrens this year, trying to do away with the introduced species. There were similar efforts on an island east of Aquitaine and another west of Adak, trying to do away with other invasive critters. Steve Delahanty is the manager of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge in Homer.
They went fairly well. We worked hard on the island of Sud in the Barrens system for the marmots, and we won't really know for sure until next year if we were completely successful. Hopefully, we got all of the marmots. If, in fact, a few escaped, we'll take care of that next spring or summer. The rabbit project was complicated just because we hadn't worked with the rabbits before. We ended up only working on one island, Poa Island, and we eliminated a lot of rabbits, but on our last swing through in the fall with our refuge ship, we checked and it looks like there are a few rabbits on there, so we will be back in the spring to try and complete business.
It's important to follow up next year because rabbits breed like, well, rabbits, and could quickly repopulate the small island. Steve Ebert is the wildlife biologist for the refuge.
For the marmot eradication on Sud Island, we had two guys there for a little bit over 2 months, and they used different kinds of traps. And near the end, shooting was very important because there was very steep-sided slopes that the marmots occupied, but you weren't able to get down to those areas to trap, and so they used long-range shooting. On the rabbit island, Poa, that effort started in late February, and the four trappers on that island endured maybe the worst winter storm in 10 years. And they set out traps, too. That was how most of the rabbits were taken. But some of the rabbits also were on inaccessible slopes, and so they used night vision device and heat infrared scopes to detect the rabbits at night and used long-range shooting there, too.
Hunting and trapping on Poa had to stop because the seabirds, whose habitat the refuge was trying to maintain, returned. That's also why the effort didn't get off the ground on nearby Tangik Island. Both are just east of Aquitaine. An even larger effort to eradicate foxes from Kanaga Island, just west of Adak, was also undertaken this year. The foxes were stocked there by the Russians when they owned Alaska. Delahanty says even though they've been there for a long time, they are still considered an invasive species.
Our job on this National Wildlife Refuge is to maintain and protect native biodiversity. And we would argue that they're really not part of the natural system, whether they're there for 5 years or 200 years. They really don't belong and they disrupt the natural system and they remain an invasive.
The refuge contracted with the United States Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services Division to conduct the eradication efforts. Some of the hunters and trappers employed were from Alaska, and others were from out of state.